looters used hammers and bats to smash storefront windows of shops like Urban Outfitters, The Loft, H&M, Foot Locker, and the Apple Store on Walnut and Chestnut Streets. Outside that Apple Store, they set a police car on fire, which exploded amid the looting. People jumped through the broken windows to carry out anything they could grab, even fully dressed mannequins. Office furniture was dragged to the street and set on fire. Charles Lyons sat in a chair outside an eyeglass store in Rittenhouse Square that had its windows smashed. He works for the owner of the building and wanted to protect it from looting.
Yeah, not being a hero or nothing, but I know everybody on this block, if it's not this store, it's Cleaver's or the beer store, or, you know, it's like a family on this block. So I would have did it for anyone else.
One of the leaders of the protest disavowed the looters, saying they were criminals and did not come to stand in solidarity against the death of George Floyd. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.